is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right for Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monnet from 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you high school basketball fans. Hope you had a Merry Christmas, and we wish you a Happy New Year. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Anna. Should be an outstanding basketball game here tonight. Anna Rockets from the Shelby County Athletic League against the Marion Local Flyers from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Two clubs which over the last 10-12 years have been really strong in high school basketball. Of course, Marion Local pulled off a state title back in 2018. Two 14-year head coaches, Chuck. They are masterminds of this game at the high school level. Nate Barhorst, Anna, Kurt Guttemiller, Marion Local. Both coaches starting late in high school basketball this year. For Kurt, it's been the same old thing year after year after year. Four straight football titles for Marion Local, 14 in the last quarter of a century. Anna went to the regional championship in high school football. So a couple late starts. For Anna, it is game number 8 in about 2.5 weeks or so. Marion Local's played 5 in rapid-fire fashion. And when you play that many high school basketball games in a short duration like this, Chuck, you don't get your best on the court as a head coach night in, night out. It's early in the season. It's going to pay off later on, but there'll be some growing pains as the shoulder pads are finally removed by these basketball players.
Well, the kids love all the games, but they need practice.
Right.
And they need more practice time than they need game times. Both these teams are outstanding. They got good athletes. This should be a fun game tonight. But the Marion, man, every year you look at them and you go, where do these kids come from? 6'8", 6'3", 6'3", you know, just right down the line. Just they got a 6'4 freshman out there leading them in scoring on their JV team. So the future looks pretty good.
I think the objective in terms of maturity and development and growth in Mercer County is always be a few inches taller than the biggest corn stalk in the field.
That works for them, I'll tell you what. You look at the MAC, and I mean, Shelby County is close to it, but you just look at these MAC teams, and how do they come up with all these 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", kids
yep.
every year? But, hey, they don't recruit. These are homegrown kids, and so I love watching them play.
And talking about size, Austin Niekamp stands 6'8". He's a senior from Marion Local. He's averaging just under 20 points per game, and he will be a load. He's the main man. Anna's got to slow down in this contest tonight. You talk about length, and it's a few inches more than 6'4", 6'5", from Marion Local. It's Austin Niekamp type size.
Yeah, he's big. He's a solid kid, too. And you got to assume that Chappie at 6'4 will probably guard him.
Yep.
Or maybe we'll see some zone out of Anna. They don't like to zone. But sometimes you got to make changes in your philosophy.
A JV game is a good one. 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. Anna leads 46-41. It's been back and forth. Excellent shooting, fine execution. Programs look bright at the varsity level because these two JV clubs are fine. Top quality, no doubt about it. Two 14-year head coaches, as I mentioned, and neither one has really out-strategized the other in the last nine games. Chuck, 5-4, Anna. 1-point difference between the two. Anna scored a point more than Marion Local in the last nine. Anna went on the road, upset Marion Local at Maria Stein last year, 50-47. Only two of the nine have been double digits. Everything else, overtime, one-pointer, two-pointer, a couple three-pointers, couple four-pointers. You would expect a tight game here tonight. Anna was blown out on Saturday by Minster. Poor timing for the Rockets as they got Minster after Botkins had put it on Minster the night before. Too bad for Anna. Minster was laying for him.
Yeah, well, Minster on Friday night when we watched them at Botkins, they weren't very good. And let's give Botkins credit. Yep. They played outstanding defense. And they just did a wonderful job on him. Took the big kid out of the game completely. Anna ran into a buzzsaw then on Saturday night.
A quick look at Anna's schedule so far. As I noted, 4 wins, 3 losses. Victories over Fort Loramie, New Knoxville, and Fairlawn. Opening season triumph on the road at Houston. Setbacks to Botkins, New Bremen, and on Saturday night at Minster, 69-46. Marion Local has reeled off 5 triumphs in succession over New Knoxville, 57-35. St. Mary's, 67-41. Salina, 58-45. St. Henry, 58-50. And defeated Fort Recovery on Saturday, second half of a double weekend. Final score was 64-43. Flyers have not had a close call yet in 5 games. Anna wants to make that happen here tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a tough place to play. And now that Rushi's got their new gym, I think maybe this is the toughest venue to come into and play in. But Anna's going to have a good start, and they're going to have an answer for Niekamp.
Marion Local's JVs have just tried a long three, missed it. Anna's up 7, 48-41, 4:45 to go in our preliminary game. We're probably 20 minutes plus away from the start of our varsity tilt tonight. Should be a good one. Anna hosting Marion Local here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney, Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again, I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. We spoke to you a few minutes ago, and the Anna JVs were ahead of Marion Local by a few possessions. It widened out to 9, 50-41. Marion Local is now shooting free throws to tie the game. It's 50-48, 50-49. First free throw by Marion Local, good. 2:16 left in our preliminary contest, which has been special. A superb JV game between these two clubs, Anna and Marion Local. The Flyers have knotted the count at 50 apiece, Chuck.
The freshman game was 39-38.
Right. Yep.
Marion Local with the win. This is our second really good game. Let's hope the varsity holds court.
And if there had been a great school game, it would have been 29-28. Anna Rockets have got their hands full tonight with Marion Local undefeated 5-0. Austin Niekamp in the middle for the Flyers, 19.2 points a game. Grant Kramer, K-R-E-M-E-R, also starts, 12.6 a contest. Braden Mesher, 10.4 an outing. Ryan Holman at 6'4", and Cale Arnes at 4 points a game. As I look down through this Marion Local roster, Chuck, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just under half the roster in basketball played football.
That's not surprising.
No. Holman, Oliver Hulsman, Braden Mesher, Cale Arnes, and Isaac Moeller all played on the gridiron for Coach Goodwin. Anna Rockets need good scoring support tonight from Kyle Adelman, 6'1 senior, Brady Wenning, 6'4 junior. We saw Adelman drop in three threes against Fort Loramie. Brady Wenning started the season with a 19-point outing and a 14-point game. Those were the first two contests of the year for him. Both he and Adelman have slid just a bit since. Last couple games for Anna, Myers and Farrows, the leading scorers. You want those two players out front to drain baskets and generate points, that's for sure. But Wedding and Edelman need to come up big in this game tonight in order for Hannah to stay snug and keep it close with Marion Local.
We have not really seen Wenning have a good offensive game in the two or three games that we've seen.
Right.
We know how good he is. We watched him last year, so yeah. Like to see him get off tonight.
Well, Anna just missed from inside at 50-50 to take the lead. Did get the offensive rebound back. Marion Local knocked it out of bounds. Anna Rockets possession underneath the Anna goal. Game tied at 50. A minute 38 to go in our JV tilt here tonight. Chuck, I noted just a few minutes ago how Anna caught Minster on the wrong night on Saturday. Botkins caught Minster on the better night Friday when Minster wasn't shooting it well. McClure, Steffi, and Richard combined for 43 on Saturday night against Anna. They couldn't throw it in the ocean on Friday.
They were as good as shooters as they are. They weren't even close. I've never seen Cole Richards have that bad of an offensive game in all the games I've seen him play.
And Minster, like Anna, like Marion Local, combining a lot of basketball games into a very short duration because of long runs in football, and it makes for ups and downs on the hardwood, especially here in the month of December, that's for sure.
Yep.
Under a minute to go in the JV tilt, 53-50. Anna in the lead over Marion Local. We'll return with more from here at the Anna Gym. Good crowd filing in. Ought to be a superb varsity game here tonight between the Rockets and the Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Indiana Petman strikes up after the Rockets defeat Marion Local in our JV tilt tonight, 58-50. Anna was led in scoring by Ryland Flatfoot, 5'11 sophomore. He pumped home 21. Logan Ziegenbusch, 5'11 freshman, added 15, 58-50 final. Anna over Marion Local in a fine preliminary game here tonight. Chuck, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a well-played game, and I'll tell you what, Flatfoot is going to be a basketball player, and he's getting more time with the varsity, and I think pretty soon we may not see him play JV anymore.
Well, he does everything well, shoots it, handles the ball. He's an assist maker, sees the floor nicely, will take it right to the cup, and he's got good spring. He's not flat foot. He's a flat foot.
He's a flat foot. Yeah, he gets good elevation on his jump shot in the lane.
I'm full of puns.
You're full of something.
Hey, if the listeners can tell, we're both a bit giddy. Medication under the weather. We've had it. Colds, intestinal flu going around. Thankfully, we're not in among the fans. We're up in our little crow's nest well above the bleachers here at Anna, somewhat secluded. So we're not passing any germs around. We're just sharing microphones between us.
Yeah, we're just making each other sick.
Nate Barhorst, year 14 for Anna, overall record 203-133 as head coach over the last 14 years. 14-10 a year ago for Anna. Lost in the sectional championship game at Northmont to Valley View, 64-61. Chuck, that was one of five or six games the Anna boys varsity team lost last year late in the fourth quarter after leading early to mid-fourth quarter. They were just snake-bitten in close contest one season ago.
Yeah, they had a whole lot of trouble down the stretch. They'd missed some free throws. They had opportunity, like you said, to win five or six more games. But, their loss down at Northmont was a tough one.
Trey Heitkamp, Mason Carey, Derek Madden all graduated. The top returning players, Evan Myers, 7 points a game a year ago. Brady Winning at seven. Alex Chappie at six. Jacob Feroz at three. And Feroz and Myers have found their games here lately. Head coach Nate Barhorst hopes to get Winning back on the right track along with Edelman here tonight. 14-year head coach at Marion Local is Kurt Guttemiller. I've often asked Kurt, now how do you pronounce G-O-E-T-T-E-M-O-E-L-L-E-R? And he said, Jack, it's a lot simpler than it looks. Don't worry about all those vowels and all those consonants. It's just Guttemiller.
There you go.
M-I-L-L-E-R on the end.
Guttemiller. Could have been easier spelling, but he's a terrific guy.
Yep.
And a tremendous basketball coach.
I'll tell you what, he could put together a plan to prepare a high school basketball team for a 22-game season in a 10-day practice schedule which he does every single season. He's got it down to a science, and it works. He follows Tim Goodwin's state championship football program every year, and he whips together an outstanding basketball club in 10 to 14 days.
Yeah, I mean, they win, they're talented, they don't use the excuse that, hey, we didn't, you know, we just got out here. That's not what they talk about. They talk about what they're going to do when they get there.
Yep.
And the nice thing is, you know, you got those five kids playing football, you're still playing, you're still practicing, you're still playing scrimmages, and the kids that you want to get more reps maybe are getting more reps because those five kids are still playing football.
Yeah, just exactly. Kurt Guttemiller, by the way, a 1992 Marion local graduate. He's held various coaching positions, including JV coaching jobs at Minster from 2001 to 2011. He worked for the head man at Minster, the long-term head coach, Mike Lee. We'll return with more from here at Anna in just a few minutes. Anna Rockets, home to the Marion Local Flyers tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Here are your tentative starting lineups. We understand that Keith Holmwood will be in the opening five for Anna here tonight. He is a 6-foot senior. I'm sure Brady Wenning, the 6'4 junior, will come off the bench quite readily. The other four starters, Evan Myers, Jacob Ferroz, Kyle Edelman, and Alex Chappie. As we noted for you, Marion Local's got Austin Niekamp at just under 20 points a game, standing 6 feet 8 inches tall. He starts along with Ryan Holman, Grant Kramer, Braden Mesher, and Cale Arnes. One, two, three of the five starters for Marion Local played on the gridiron. Chuck, I've got to share with you and our listeners a quote I have stolen from somewhere. It was offered up once upon a time by Nate Barhorst, head coach in Anna. He said with a smile, "My dad started it all. He is no longer with us, but we would go to church on Sunday mornings and be in the McCartyville gym shooting the ball around 30 minutes right after church. We would be there, he said. My dad was a CYO coach. He was a basketball official, and he reffed some really big games, and I traveled with him to those games. I went everywhere with him. We loved basketball together, loved being with him, and my Uncle Phil as well from Fort Laramie, and many high school basketball coaches who have been around working this trade for a long time would offer up similar statements about their past, being in the gym all weekend long, learning how to play and coach the game.
What else is there to do? If you love the game, yeah, I played basketball 365 days a year. If I couldn't find somebody that wanted to play, I'd go shoot free throws. Yep. I'd take my shovel. I'd shovel off the court if I had to.
Yep.
But I shot the basketball every day of the year. I never got as good as I hoped I would have gotten, but I was a lot better than if I hadn't done that.
My story would not include the McCartyville gym. It would include the driveway pad at my next door neighbor's. We would wear out a basketball every winter. We would wear tight-fitting gloves. We'd have a fire burning over next to the garage. And every 5-10 minutes, we'd go warm up our hands a little bit.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the adrenaline would flow. We'd perspire. And after 30, 45 minutes, we didn't even notice the cold.
Yeah.
But we'd wear out a basketball a winter.
Well, yeah, and we would do the same thing. And now I put on 700 pounds of clothes to take my dogs out when it's 50 degrees out. So things have changed.
58-50 our JV game. Anna defeated Marion Local. I think the final score was 58-50. That correct?
Yeah, I think that was the final.
Might have been 58-51. I believe Anna did win by 8 in the end after Marion Local rallied from a 50-41 9-point deficit, got it tied at 50. Anna scored the last 8 points, I believe, in the final 75 or 80 seconds. It should be a very good varsity game here tonight. Glad you could join us during this holiday season. Marion Local here at Anna. Two clubs, last 9 meetings. Anna in the lead, 5 victories to 4. 1-point difference between the two. All of the last 9 games, but a couple have been single digits. 4 points, 3 points, a single point, overtime. You name it, it's been a right down to the wire thriller just about every time these two clubs have met in the last decade. Last year, Anna went on the road, upset Marion Local, 50-47 at the Flyers gym. Both teams back out on the floor, concluding warm-ups. We'll return in several minutes. Anna, Marion Local tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-double-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
The Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirement. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. I think for Anna, it's defense, especially on the inside. Anna cannot allow Austin DeCamp to score 23-24 points. He's averaging just under 20. If Anna can hold him to 15-16, 7 rebounds or so, that's a win for Anna, which must get a good night from both Wenning and Edelman. Those are the key building components for today's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs, Anna and Marion Local. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, and the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. We'll return in a moment with the lineups on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
And once again, thank you, Francis Schulze and Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We say hello to the Wisebridge Wealth Management Program in Sydney. Wisebridge Wealth Management, phone number 937-518-1776. Make your next play call to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Many services offered by Wisebridge, including retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning, too, at Wisebridge Wealth Management. Starting five for these two clubs being introduced out here on the hardwood at the moment. For the Anna Rockets, Myers and Farrows in the opening quintet. Myers, 6'2 senior. Farrows, a 5'10 senior. Evan Myers, Jacob Farrows. Keith Holman gets the nod, a 6-foot senior. Kyle Adelman, a 6'1 senior. Alex Shaffey, a 6'4" senior. For Marion Local, Austin Niekamp, Ryan Holman, Grant Kramer, Braden Mesher, K.O. Arnes, the opening five. Niekamp just under 20 a game. Holman a little over six. Kramer almost 13 per contest. Mesher above 10 per outing. And Arnes at 4 points per game. Opening tip taken by number five, Grant Kramer of Marion Local, which works to our left. Anna going from left to right, Marion Local right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. And right out of the chute, 5-second call on the Flyers, turns it over to Anna.
No, I think that's the first 5-second call I've seen this year.
I saw one in a college game 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Opening 20 seconds, Anna with possession to her right. Rockets in the home white, green numbers. Marion Local, that bright blue top to bottom. Gold numbers, gold trim. Everybody on the floor but one player, but two players in white tennis. Chappie's got the ball outside the arc on the right for Anna. No score in this game. Not a shot taken yet. Hand off to Adelman. Foul line extended right. Tries to weave to the rim and shovel it toward the iron. Ball wasn't stripped. He just lost it out of bounds.
Yep.
Pressure in backcourt by Anna. Token pressure. Ball dribbled up the right side of the floor and driven all the way to the rim by Braden Mesher. High off the glass. Missed it. No good. Here's a weak side rebound up and in. Oh, that's Ryan Holman. Good muscle work on the glass for him. And Marion Local takes a 2-0 lead. Anna's got the ball 25 feet away. Dribbling Edelman. On top, long three-point try, Holman. It glances off the flange. Collision at the foul line on the rebound. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Rockets possession, and you called it just right, Chuck. Chappie matched up against Niekamp on the interior. Baseline left of the basket for Rose. Triggers for Anna. Rockets 4-3 on the year. Marion Local 5-0. Ball lobbed to midcourt. Speared on the play by Myers. Myers picked up by Kale Arns. Punched away by Marion Local into backcourt. And it rolls all the way over the end line. Grant Kramer struck it for Marion Local. Kramer on the team for Marion Local. Grant, K-R-E-M-E-R. There's a Damon Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, for Marion Local. And here in the broadcast booth, there's a Jack Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. Little give and go inside pass, Chappie to Myers, and it's blocked. Good defensive play by Marion Local, and the ball ricocheted off the noggin of Myers out of bounds.
That's insult to injury right there.
Quickly up the floor, Marion Local breaks pressure. 3-on-2, low on the left, reverse layup, try, blocked. Attempted by Kale Arns, knocked away by Anna, which moves it up ahead into the forecourt. Here's a quick pass down inside to Holman. Holman's double team, sandwich, taken away from him, crammed from behind. Flyers are big and strong. It's a stout club. Oh, Anna comes away with another block. Who got that one, Chuck?
That was Chappie.
Woo! Defense reigns supreme so far. 2-0 in favor of Marion Local. Here's a high right jumper behind the arc. Lofted up there by Farrows. No good. Rebound Marion Local down the floor. 2-on-1 break. And ripping in from the left flank, Ryan Holman gets the deuce. 4-0 Flyers. Holman's got all four for Marion Local. He's averaging 6. Here's a cross-court pass by Anna. No one home. Out of bounds at Sales.
4 turnovers for the Rockets here in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter.
And when I asked head coach Nate Barhorst a few days ago what one word or phrase typifies your club after the long football season and the short basketball campaign so far, he said, sloppy.
Yeah.
Sloppy. And that's the start for Anna here tonight. Here is Marion Local through the paint area. Nearly a travel by the big Niekamp. He flipped it up way short. Anna got the rebound and hastened the other way. Marion Local struck the ball out of bounds. Anna will throw in baseline to the left of the basket. With 4:59 to go, first quarter, Marion Local throwing a shutout. 4-0. Playing defense. Much like the version of the Gridiron Flyers. They just don't give up many points or yards per play. And Anna's been held scoreless so far. Here's a lob thrown down inside to Farrows in among the trees. Goes up once, twice, blocked once, got it back, foul against Marion Local. Jacob Farrows for Anna, 5'10 senior, but he is a sturdy 5'10" tall. And he used every ounce of bulk down inside on that sequence. He makes the free throw, and it's 4-1 Marion Local. Second shot by Farrows is good. 4:43 left to go here in the opening quarter, 4-2, Marion Local over Anna. Here comes Grant Kramer to midcourt. On a weave, it's fed to Kale Arns. Arns hands off to Braden Mesher, 30 feet away. Wants to work on Farrows. Gives it behind him to Ryan Holman, who fakes right, goes left, cuts through the paint. Gives it up baseline left to Kale Arns. He's cut off. Ball lobbed out of the arc to Niekamp. Niekamp deals to Ryan Holman, who tries to split a couple defenders through the top of the circle and walks. Name of the game so far, defense. 4:14 to go, first quarter, 4-2.
Well, I'll tell you what, Niekamp has been weak with the basketball so far this evening.
Here is Feroz to midcourt. Yeah, he hadn't had a good grip on it on a few occasions. Anna has managed to spike the ball free. Shappy top of the circle for Anna. Gives it to Myers behind the back dribble. Foul line J, 15-footer. Bingo! Evan Myers connects for Anna.
That was nice.
Knotted at four. 3:46 to go here in the first quarter. Here comes DeCamp on the dribble to Braden Mesher. Mesher gives it up 30 feet away to Holman. Left wing to Grant Kramer. Into the lane it goes to the twisting and turning. Austin DeCamp off the ring. The ball flared into the hands of Feroz. Down the floor to Myers, who launches a three. Left corner, bouncing off the rim. Oh, a great weak side rebound by Shappy, who tries to dribble. And the ball bounces off his foot. Marion Local might have gotten a finger on it. Flyers did. And a possession.
I think it hit Niemeyer's foot on the way out of bounds.
Dylan Dirksen checks in for Marion Local. 2 points a game. Dirksen on the hardwood. 6-1 junior. Myers has it for Anna. Game tied at four. We played nearly 5 minutes. Boy, at this pace, Chuck, 35 points will win this contest. Here's Feroz. Long distance. Doesn't shoot. Guarded out there by Grant Kramer. Now Myers. Outside the arc on the right, Edelman. Here's a jump stop in the lane. Tried to bank it. Missed it. Got his rebound back. Shot fake. Laid it up. Left hand. Yes. Nicely done. Edelman. Anna. Good footwork by Kyle. Anna scored six in a row. 6-4 Rockets. 2:41 to go here in the first quarter. Marion Local's got the ball. Far left wing. Long three ball. Yes. Austin Niekamp, the big man, chucked one in.
Well, I'll tell you what. I watched him warm up, and he can shoot the three.
Three-pointer by Marion Local, and Anna counters. A three ball by Winning in off the bench. Was he straddling the arc?
Yep.
Just a 2-8-7 Anna. Quickly, Marion Local down. Shot fake in the lane. Up strong and good by Braden Mesher. Now the offenses heat up a little bit. 9-8 Marion Local, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Top of the circle, Edelman for Anna. Right flank, it goes to Myers. Myers, ball high overhead, Edelman foul line, takes his man down the lane. Edelman right to the rack. Oh, it won't drop. It rattled off. Shappy fouls, trying to get the rebound. Personal foul, Anna, 1:50 to go, 9-8 Flyers by one. At six players in backcourt, pressure from Anna. Ball entered on the play to Grant Kramer. He walks it to the timeline. Kramer 25 feet away to Ryan Holman. Between the rings, Braden Mesher. Left side of the floor, Grant Kramer into the lane. Little scooper with the left hand. He got it to go.
That was a nice left hand right there.
Uh-huh. Soft touch, flange, backboard, side of the rim, trickled through. 11-8, Marion Local up three. Near steal at midcourt. Marion Local claws it away from Winning. Then quickly the Flyers arch up the three. Grant Kramer missed it short. Long rebound, though, Marion Local. DeCamp from 30, way off to the right. And Anna's got it. 11-8 Flyers, a minute to go, first quarter. Feroz to midcourt for Anna. He's on the bounce. Left side pass to Shappy, looks for a cutter. Can't find one. Now lobs into the lane, twisting and turning, off balance, Winning. He scores! 12-foot turnaround shot in traffic. Well done by Winning.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to have a kid who's not shooting it well come off the bench like they did tonight, and he gets an idea of what the game, the speed of the game.
He has responded. Brady Winning for Anna. Nice fielder right there. 11-10, Marion Local. 26 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's DeCamp deep in the right corner. DeCamp hands to the three-point shooter in the arc who steps below the three-point line, Dirksen. He tries a jumper, deflected, loose ball rebound, foul, Marion Local. DeCamp on offense, Chuck, finds himself more often than not well out on the court.
Well, he likes to shoot that three, but yeah, he needs to get back inside there. That's a second foul on Mesher.
Two fouls, Braden Mesher, Marion Local. 16.6 left, opening period. Good ball game. Marion Local up one, 11-10. Offenses have picked up the last 2.5 minutes. Myers romps to midcourt. Right side pass to Edelman for Anna. Looks inside for the cutting for Rose. 7 to play. Now here's Wenning, 25 feet out to Edelman. 3 to go. Edelman foul line, cuts below it. In a cluster of blue jerseys, muscles a shot short, and the quarter ends. Marion Locals up 1, 11-10 on Anna here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. New sponsor. Glad to have you aboard. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gas and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a 4-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues here today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow as the two businesses help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Thank you, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Opening minute, second quarter, Marion Local 11, Anna 10. Baseline drive of the Rockets, throw into the right corner to Myers. Myers arches up a 3, wide right. Ricochet off the flange, rebound down to Marion Local. DeCamp up the court on the arc. Gives it up left wing to Cale Arnes. Now here's DeCamp. And he lowers the shoulder in the paint area. Knocks down an Anna defender. Offensive foul. One of those that could have gone either way. Referee was on it. He blew the whistle, sold it.
Yep.
And you got to play on. Ferose to midcourt for Anna. Foul number 1 in DeCamp. He's the big man at 6'8 on the floor for the Flyers, averaging nearly 20 a game. Anna down 1 with possession. 6:42 to go, second quarter. Chappie took a breather. He had been on the bench. He's back on the court now. A.J. Barhorst had been in briefly. So it sounds like it may be a rotation of 2-3 different players taking their turns guarding DeCamp, primarily Chappie, here tonight for Anna. Evan Myers straight away with the ball. Edelman right wing. Checked out there on the arc by Dylan Dirksen. Ball fed to Wenning in the post. Back to Edelman. Now Wenning in the right corner. Ball is loose and out of bounds. Wenning traced it to the stripe, and the ball hit the black line. Marion Local possession.
Edelman led him too far that time. There was nothing he could do with the ball.
Right. 1-point lead. Marion Local, 11-10, 6:20 to go, second quarter. Dribbling, 25 feet away. Damon Kramer for Marion Local. Hands it off on the play to Ryan Holman. Holman gives it up, feeds it to Dylan Dirksen. Dirksen 25 feet out. Checked on the play by Wenning. Oh, there's a pass left for Cale Arnes, who wasn't aware. The ball bounced off his upper leg and went out of bounds.
Hey, he was cutting through the lane. You got to be looking for the basketball.
Yes, indeedy. 5:56 to go here in the second quarter. Marion Local 11, Anna 10. far right side of the floor. Myers for Anna. And it tipped out of bounds on the play by Kale Arnes of Marion Local. Change for the Flyers. Holman in. Dirksen out. Niekamp and Schappe down low. Niekamp in the blue jersey for the Flyers. Schappe the white jersey for Anna. Niekamp on Schappe. Schappe guards Niekamp at the other end. Schappe's got it top of the circle. Right side of the floor for Rose. Ball fed to Winning, mid post. One bounce, two bounces into the lane. Up and good, and a foul. That's an and one for Winning. He showed some strength right there, Chuck.
Oh, that's a good take. He just put it down on the floor. Didn't try to go too deep. Pulled up, shot a nice little jumper.
And Anna has taken the lead, 12-11. 12-11, Anna with 5:28 to go here in the second. Boy, this has been a very well-played rivalry the last decade. Most recent nine games, 5-4, and a one-point difference in those nine contests between the two programs. All the games but two, very, very close. And the three-point play is converted. Wedding knocks down the foul shot, 13-11, Anna. 5:11 to go here in the second quarter. Marion Local star for points in this period. They rotate a man through the lane. It is Damon Kramer. He's not fed the ball. Foul away from the action against Anna. Both head coaches walk in front of their benches, pacing, scratching their heads.
Second foul on Schappe. That's not good. They need his size out there.
Sure do. He remains on the court. Grant Kramer back in for Marion Local. He's got the ball outside the arc on the right. Gives it up to Niekamp for a three-point bomb. It's strong. Weak side rebound garnered, though, by Ryan Holman of Marion Local. Hand off to Grant Kramer. Right back into Niekamp. Niekamp powers against Schappe. Then squares up. Didn't get the roll, but he got the follow shot to go down. Ball hung on the rim long enough for Niekamp to fight his way in there and stare the board and get two.
Did a nice job of staying with it.
13 all tie. 4:31 to go, second quarter. Far right wing with the ball for Anna is Rylan Platfoot, who had a great JV game. Gives it off to Schappe. Good cut, fine pass. Schappe received it and flipped it up and in with the right hand. 15-13, Anna. 4:14 to go, second quarter. Marion Local with possession. Braden Mesher on the arc. Gives it to Niekamp. Mesher cuts to the rim. No pass. Ball dealt to Arnes, 25 feet away. Gale's got it near the Anna logo at midcourt. Dealt the ball to a teammate. Mesher got it back. Into the post to Niekamp. Little turnaround half hook. Hits the front ring. Kicks away. Ball on the floor. Dug out by Winning of Anna. Outlet to Myers. Myers, shake and bake into the paint, running one-hander in traffic. Good! Oh, what a play by Evan Myers.
That's what you do against the shot blocker. He took it right into Niekamp's chest.
Yeah.
And then put the ball up off the backboard.
It was close to an and one. 17-13, Anna up four. Here is Marion Local going down inside to Niekamp. And Anna, two players for the Rockets, go for the intercept, miss it. Ball caught on the receiving end by Niekamp. He gets the cripple down inside. An easy deuce. 17-15. Anna up two. 3:06 to go here in the second. Anna's biggest lead had been four at 3:30. Here's an inside pass to Winning from Schappe. Winning's loose. Marion Local has to grab him to keep Anna from getting an easy bucket. 3 minutes even left, second quarter. Anna up by 2 points, 17-15. Here is Rylan Platfoot, who scored 21 in the JV game, lobbing in from the baseline, out back to Ferroz. Now it's A.J. Barhorst, 6'3 junior on the court. Left side pass to Winning for three. It is good! Oh, my goodness. Majestic shot. It was a high floating skyscraper. What a game for him so far, Chuck.
Up 10 now. Came off the bench.
5-point lead, Anna. Rockets' biggest. Here's Niekamp in the low post. Muscling. He squares in the baseline. Shot curled out. No good. Rebound down to Anna. A.J. Barhorst up the floor to Myers. Myers has Niekamp on him. Myers holding, looking down inside. And as a result, 5 seconds called against Myers. And Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna, questions, was the defender in true guarding position?
He absolutely was not.
That was, could have been questioned. Anna did. Marion Local ball, timeout Flyers. Anna in the lead, under three to go till halftime. 20-15 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the hometown in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
We've got a really good ball game going here at Anna tonight. Hope you have joined us. Let others know it's a close encounter at the Anna gym. Boys varsity basketball. Anna from the SCAL, Marion Local from the MAC. Anna up by 5, 20-15. Biggest lead in this game for the Rockets. What's Marion Local done here in the second quarter, Chuck?
They got two baskets by Niekamp. That's it.
Another try by Niekamp here from long distance. A bomb, a three-pointer, and it jarred the back iron and then went way up in the air, out of bounds in the right corner. And a ball. Here comes the Rocket offense into action with 2 minutes even left in the second period. 20-15, Anna. Ferroz, 25 feet away. Picked up on the arc by Grant Kramer. Out back it goes to teammate Brady Wenning. Wenning to Schappe outside the lane on the left. Dangerous bounce pass through the paint to Myers. Baseline right. Myers retreats to the corner. Now goes baseline again. Awkward shot from 12. It glances off the iron. Rebound Marion Local. Quickly down the floor. Hustling to the baseline is Grant Kramer. And he draws a defensive foul on Anna. It is common. Three on Marion Local here in the period. Scoreboard says that's Anna's second. You got to reach five before the other club shoots two. High left, it's Niekamp. 30 feet away, Braden Mesher right back into Niekamp. Niekamp neatly hits a cutter who ducks under, eludes the defender, Wenning, draws a foul, misses the shot. Two free throws here for Ryan Holman for Marion Local, which is down 5, 20-15 to Anna. Minute 21 left till halftime.
That was the third foul on Schappe.
Uh-oh. Three fouls on Schappe for Anna. Free throw, Ryan Holman, good for Marion Local, 20-16. Rockets by 4. At the stripe for free throw number 2, Ryan Holman, Marion Local Flyers. Front rim, backboard, to the front rim again, hangs, and it drops right through. Three-point lead, Anna, 20-17. Minute 13 to go here in the first half of action, and here's Flatfoot trying to read the mind of a teammate. Throwing to the right flank, no one home, out of bounds to Marion Local. Flyers now with a chance to tie with a three-pointer. It is Braden Mesher in backcourt. He's got a field goal, 2 points so far for Marion Local. Ferroz on him very tightly. Dribble drive into the lane. Ball thrown right corner to a teammate. Grant Kramer bombs away, chucks up a three, and swished it. And it's tied at 25 straight by the Flyers. Here's Flatfoot down the floor into the lane. Here's a shot hitting the backboard into the lap of a Marion Local player who might have fouled going over the back. And a very quick pass into the forecourt to Braden Mesher, who fires in a trifecta. And just like that, eight quickies in a row for Marion Local. And the Flyers erase a 20-15 deficit and lead 23-20. 24 ticks on the clock here in the first half. Wedding top of the circle for Anna. Spin move into the lane. Squares and missed a 14-footer. Rebound Marion Local. Flyers should play for one. Mesher circles the wagons out back with eight to go. Late second quarter. Four to play. Mesher, he is racing down the right side of the lane. One hands it off the glass. It is hanging. No good. And the second quarter closes. Marion Local with a good rush at the end of period number two leads Anna by three, 23-20, pumping in the last eight of the first half after Anna had stretched its lead out to five at 20-15. 23-20 Marion Local at the break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie School Districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Halftime at Anna tonight. Marion Local, by virtue of eight straight points to close out the second quarter, leads Anna 23-20 at intermission. Our report here at the break is brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, Anna has a 14-13 rebounding advantage. Marion Local 6-4 on the offensive boards. The Rockets turned the ball eight times in the first half. Flyers only turned it three. Marion Local 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Anna went three times, made all three of theirs. Individual scoring for the Flyers. They were led by Niekamp with 7, and then they got 6 from Homan and 5 each from Grant Kramer. And Braden Mesher, they scored 11 and 12, 23 for the first half. Anna led in scoring by winning off the bench with 10. Then they got 4 out of Myers, and 2 each from Ferroz, Edelman, and Shappy. They scored 10 and 10 and trail at 23-20 at the half.
And with that 3-point shot, Chuck, this game can change so fast. Anna was up 5 with a minute 20-some to go in the second quarter. And with the blink of an eye at the buzzer, to end the first half, Anna's down 3 after 8 in a row by the visiting team.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way that, just runs in a game like this.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. You got to try to keep their runs at a minimum. And that's what the Rockets need to come out and have a strong start to the second half.
23-20, Marion Local over Anna here at halftime. Being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts.
We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome back to Anna as the pep band strikes up. Both teams at their benches. We are seconds away from the start of the third quarter. Anna trails Marion Local. Good varsity boys game here tonight. Flyers from the MAC, Rockets from the SCAL. 23-20, Marion Local up three as we commence action here in the third quarter. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style and you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Handicapped, accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Come out styling at Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Cutaway Styling Salon. Marion Local possession as we kick off action here in the third quarter. Flyers try a long three to start the third quarter shooting. It's missed, but Grant Kramer hit the flange, and the ball is shaken loose out of bounds, far side of the court. Anna possession, Rockets down three. Anna had a lead of five, Chuck, very, very late in that second quarter, and it withered away in no time. Marion Local is at the timeline defending Anna. Chappie steps up ahead, catches a pass, shot it from behind the arc, missed it, rebound Winning in the lane. It's volleyballed around. Winning got it back after he lost it. He missed it. Then Farrows gets the follow shot to go. An awareness play by Jacob Farrows in among the bigger players. Nicely done by the Anna guard. Jacob Farrows for the Rockets makes it a 23-22 game. And he ties it with a free throw that he sinks. 23 apiece. Good offensive set by Anna, which kept the ball alive in the paint and around the rim. Marion Local to the timeline. It's Ryan Holman. Flyers up one, 23-22. This game just like most of the games played between the two clubs in the past decade. Oh, nice throw from out of the arc by Braden Mesher to the cutter beneath the iron, Ryan Holman, but he missed the gimme. It jiggled around inside the cylinder and snapped out. Anna snared the board. Chappie down the floor, has it 25 feet away, goes left corner, Adelman. Adelman against Mesher, around him, left it short, no good. Good defense with the body by Marion Local, which hustles down the floor. Mesher all the way, took it 60 feet and laid it through. Mesher was not denied by Anna's defense, and he took it to the cup. 25-23, Marion Local by a bucket. Backdoor play. Chappie hits Myers. Myers to the rack. Block deflected by Marion Local. Here come the Flyers into the forecourt. Left wing. Baseline drive to the rim around the man. Up and good. Grant Kramer streaked to the goal. Timeout, Anna. Four quick ones by Marion Local, which leads 27-23. 6:13 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Here come the Rockets to midcourt. It's for Rose. Angling down the left side to Myers. Hooks a pass down inside to Winning. Too hot to handle. Anna saves it right to a Flyer player. Mesher quickly down the floor to Grant Kramer. Little give and go, and Kramer darts to the rim, upended near the basket by Anna. Is it a two-shot foul?
Has to be.
Uh-huh. Well, Marion Local now a chance to inch on top by as many as six. Anna led by five with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Free throw by the Flyers' Grant Kramer is good. That's Kramer, K-R-E-M-E-R. Unlike Jack, your play-by-play guy, K-R-A-M-E-R. First free throw, perfect. Second shot, short, but it kind of hung on the front rim, and kerplunk, it fell through. Biggest lead for the Flyers, 6, 29-23. Baseline right, Winning. Winning jump, shoots, a fall away. It skids off the iron. Good look. Marion Local's got the board. Here comes Ryan Holman down the floor. On a weave to Grant Kramer. Baseline right, it's Cale Arnes. Arnes is guarded 25 feet away, threw it to Niekamp at mid-post. Niekamp puts his chest into Winning, juggled the ball momentarily, missed the shot off the rim, got the rebound back. Boy, he's in the paint forever, hit a cutter down the lane, driving shot good by Ryan Holman. Niekamp hit the man slashing to the rim. Niekamp might have been in the paint about 5 seconds or better, but the officials didn't notice it, and Marion Local gets a big goal to go up by 8, 31-23. Chappie foul line for Anna. Oh, here's an overplay by Arnes and a steal as he stepped in front of Wedding, who blocked the layup try. Anna back the other way. Good hustle by Wedding of Anna. Ferroz between the rings. Anna needs points on this trip down, trailing by 8 with 4:37 to go. Edelman gives it up left corner. Winning. Open three-point look. It sprays off the rim to the right. Rebound to Mesher for Marion Local. Quickly down the floor to Grant Kramer. To Ryan Holman. Layup is good, and he's fouled. Good fake by Holman underneath the rim.
He had a good start to the game, and now he scored 4 points to start the second half, so he's got 10 for the game.
And Anna needs a timeout. Anna once led 20-15, an 18-3 splurge here by Marion Local midway through the third. 10-point game, Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Back to action. Ryan Holman for Marion Local does not convert the three-point play. His free throw is long, and Anna's got the ball. Critical streak of possessions coming up, ending this third quarter. Anna needs to get it down to four or five, hopefully. for the green and white. Edelman back to the basket, baseline right. Little drop step in the lane. Oh, nicely done. In and out, wouldn't go. And the big knee camp rips away the rebound for Marion Local. Anna's had some shots within 5-6 feet get altered a little bit, I think. Here's Marion Local, give and go. Here's a hot pass down the lane to Niekamp, who powers to the rim, scores, and he's fouled. And he's at the stripe to take the lead to 13. Austin Niekamp, 19.2 points a game on the year. He is about halfway there right now. Chance to reach double digits with a made foul shot. Anna's had too many empty possessions, Chuck, since late in that second quarter.
Yeah, they have just stopped scoring completely. They've hit a wall, and Marion Local doing a great job of taking advantage of
it. Yep, Flyers up to 13. As the free throw by Niekamp bounced all around, trickled in there. And it's 36-23. Here's Anna with the ball. Half court to the left is Chaffee. And head coach Nate Barhorst wants a timeout. Marion Local up at 13 big ones. 36-23. 3.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer you Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, plus Hunt Brothers Pizza and more at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today. See all the new items, as well as your old favorites, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie on South Main. And a possession after the timeout. And it is Homan for the Rockets. Keith Homan diving into the lane, charging hard toward the basket. Couldn't get it to roll in there, but he was fouled, and he will shoot two. With Anna down to 13, Homan nails the free one. 36-24 in favor of Marion Local, which had gone up by 13 points at the 3:10 mark here in the third. Good run by the Flyers, who trailed at one point by five late in that second quarter of action. And the last 8 minutes of this game dominated by the visiting team, the Blue and Gold. 36-24. It is a 12-point game. Long three-point try by Marion Local missed. Long rebound to the Flyers, who go with an air ball from three-point territory. Two bad choice three-point shots, but Marion Local up the 12 and barely an iron in one, air ball in the other.
Yeah, not exactly who you want shooting the ball either.
Uh-uh. Anna tries to take advantage. Furrows at midcourt. Right side pass to Holman. Hits a cutter underneath. It's Myers. Myers up and good. And a Marion Local player was on Myers' back. Oh, that was a good cut to the rim by Myers. A special pass. 36-26. It is a 10-point game. Marion Local in the lead. 2:32 left in the third. Free throw by Myers is right there. And it's down to 9. 36-27. Four in a row by Anna as the Rockets tried to dig in and slice into this Marion Local deficit late in the third quarter. Cross-court pass delivered on the play to Dylan Dirksen for the Flyers. On the arc to Niekamp. DeCamp staggers, stumbles down the lane, looked like he walked, and he scored anyway. Awkward delivery, two-pointer DeCamp, and a bench, one of the violation, no whistle.
Had to be something.
2 minutes left, third quarter, 38-27, and a down 11. Myers, head fake to the left. He's in traffic in the lane. A lot of contact. No whistle. Loose ball rebound. It is scraped off the hardwood by Holman of Anna. Ruled a jump and a possession. Could have been a contact foul there in Marion Local and a drive into the paint by Anna as the Flyers came at the Anna offensive man with three bodies. We may be a little overly critical at the moment. It's been a well-refed game. Turnaround shot in the lane. Wenning tries to go up and over the top of DeCamp, and he left it shy. Rebound down to Marion Local. Quickly, a left corner tray. It is missed on the play by Marion Local, but then a good follow to the rim. Shot was launched up there by a Marion Local Flyer. And
Brennan Hess, and he went and got his own rebound.
He sure did. That was well done by Hess, who's coming off the bench. And that was an alert 2 points and a big pair of points. As Anna returns the favor with a trifecta from Brady Wenning straight away downtown. Wenning knocks it home. Yeah, Brennan Hess got the last two. 6-4 frosh for Marion Local. Good-looking player. 40-30 after the winning three from Anna. 56 seconds to go, third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it is Ryan Holman for the Flyers. Coach Kurt Guttemiller for Marion Local has played, I bet, at least 10 in this game. Test might be the 11th. Left flank, it's Dirksen. Pitches back on the arc to Grant Kramer. Kramer steps into a three, left it short, and a player hits the deck. Flattened is Holman. Foul Marion Local. 32.7 to go. Third quarter. Anna needs to take advantage and slice into this deficit even further. It's been as much as 13. And that's the fifth foul in Marion Local. Third quarter, fifth foul, Flyers at the stripe. Anna shooting two. Keith Holman, who hit the deck hard. Free throw, a lot of rim, backboard, more rim, and it is good. 40-31. Marion Local by nine. Boy, since Anna led by five at 20-15, Marion Local has dominated. Holman rims the second shot. No, in and out. Flyers have the board up nine. 28 seconds left, third quarter. Braden Mesher down the left side of the floor. Ferroz on in tightly. Down to DeCamp. Back to Braden Mesher, 40 feet away. 17 seconds to go. Ferroz on Mesher. Oh, close to a 5 second count. Ball handed to DeCamp. 9, 8, 7. Dribble drive. Mesher hooks it left corner. 3 point shooter. Chucks it in. Grant Kramer beat the buzzer. 43-31. Well designed teamwork and passing of the basketball by Marion Local to free up the 3 point shooter just before the third quarter concludes. 12-point lead Flyers, 43-31 on scorersbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Yep, fine passing by the Flyers led to a wide-open three-point made field goal to end the third quarter, lifting Marion Local to a 12-point spread, 43-31. Flyers have possession starting the fourth, up a dozen. Here is Braden Mesher on the arc. Ferroz has been on him tightly the entire game and done a pretty good job on him. And Marion Local disperses the ball all around the floor. Big field goal, third quarter, from freshman Brennan Hess. Niekamp had a fine drive down the lane that he powered in. Then the three-pointer by Grant Kramer to close that third stanza. And it's a dozen-point lead for Marion Local. Here's a twisting drive by the hard-nosed Ryan Holman coming in from the right flank. A lot of contact in the lane. Defensive foul on Anna. Ryan Holman shoots a pair here for the Flyers, who lead by 12, 43-31. Marion Local came into the game 5-0, fresh off a win, 64-43 last night over Fort Recovery. Anna on the year, 4-3. Free throw good by Holman of Marion Local, and the advantage swells back out to 13 at 44-31. Second free throw by Ryan Holman of Marion Local. Short, and it jumps up and over the front of the rim and in. That's the biggest advantage in the game, 45-31. 7:07 to go here in the fourth. Anna needs stops, maybe a couple of threes, some good offensive sets. There's a little give and go down the lane. Nicely done. Adelman to Myers. Shot fake low on the left. Up and good. That was nicely executed by Anna. Marion Local up by 12 again. Here's Braden Mesher powering into the lane against Ferroz. Back to the basket. Ooh, he might have been in there too long. Marion Local gets a timeout in the nick of time. 6:41 to go in the game. Flyers up at 12 over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
6:41 to go here in the fourth quarter of play. Marion Local inbounds, throws the Niekamp on the arc. And he bangs a triple off the side of the rim. Rebound right corner, Braden Mesher takes it to the basket. Chappie might have altered the shot, which is short. Anna stabs it out of bounds. Baseline right of the basket. Braden Mesher triggers for Marion Local. Looks inbounds for Niekamp. Can't find him. Now gives it up to Niekamp, low on the right. And he shoots, banks it, rolling off. No good. Anna snags the board. Here's Ferroz, taking it the last 50 feet into the lane. Shot deflected, got it back, muscled it up, no good. Strong offensive rebound to Adelman. Adelman against Mesher, overshoots. Weak side rebound by Niekamp. The size, the bulk of Marion Local, Chuck, on the interior, clearly affecting some Anna shots.
It changes your shots. You can't help but think about 6'8 coming at you.
Here is Mesher. Great defense by Ferroz, who got all ball and jammed that thing out of bounds. As Mesher tried to bully his way in from the right side of the floor, Ferroz got a mid on it, steered the ball over the end line. 45-33, Marion Local up 12, 5:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Flyers, Cale Arnes, gives it up straight away to Grant Kramer. He's got a dozen. Niekamp's got a dozen. Ryan Holman's got a dozen. Here is a dribble drive. Grant Kramer through the lane. Feeds high left to a teammate. And then a bounce pass goes out of bounds in the left corner because Anna got a piece of it. Marion Local will throw in. Here is the ball inbound to Niekamp. Low on the left, little one-hander, strong foul against Anna. Two free throws for Niekamp of the Flyers. He has been held to about 8 points below his per-game average. He's at the stripe here. Anna behind by a dozen, 45-33. Niekamp with two, nailed on the elbow in the act of shooting. Shot is good, and it's 46-33 in favor of Marion Local. Second free throw, Austin Niekamp. Two, three dribbles, lot of rim. Ball goes to the backboard, rattles around, and goes down through the cylinder. 47-33, 14-point spread, biggest of the game for the Flyers. Here's Myers, a little give and go, low on the left is Chappie. Chappie muscles up the shot, missed it hard, but a foul against Niekamp of Marion Local. And that's got to be your ploy, your objective at the offensive end, get to the stripe.
Yeah, and score with the clock stop.
Uh-huh. Two free ones for Chappie of Anna. It is good, and it's 47-34. He connects on number one. Third quarter belonged to Marion Local. That's been the key to this game. Second shot by Chappie. Hits the heel, kicks into the corner. Niekamp traces it down for Marion Local. Anna led 20-15 through the first 15 minutes of this game. Here goes Braden Mesher right down the floor. Split a couple Anna defenders in the lane. Scooped it in, and a foul against Anna. Well done by Braden Mesher, who has a chance here to put his 10th point on the board and send the fourth player in the double figures for the Flyers, who lead now by 15, 49-34.
And they've only had five players score.
Braden Mesher's foul shot danced all around the ring and went through. 16-point lead, Marion Local, just over five to play in the game. Foul in the half court against Marion Local. Flyers second of the fourth period. Yeah, four of the five starters are in doubles for Marion Local. Hess got a field goal off the bench, didn't he?
And then Hess has the other one.
All right, there you go. Here's Anna between the rings. It's Myers. Myers on the bounce. Throws outside the paint on the right to Winning. Winning jump, shoots a fall away. It hit the flange. Rebound by Chappie. Oh, it does everything but go in and circled the rim two, maybe three times. Came out. He was fouled. He will shoot two. Boy, you know, when that kind of thing is happening up on the iron, it's not your night. A couple of foul shots for Chappie. He was one of two his last trip there. This one is good, and it's 50-35. Anna down by 15. JV game went to Anna by 8, 58-50. Substitution, Braden Mesher back on the floor for Dylan Dirksen of Marion Local. Free throw by Chappie on the way. Yep, 50-36. Flyers ahead by 14. Six players in backcourt. Pressure from Anna. Up the right side to Niekamp. Niekamp gives on the play to Ryan Holman. Up to Braden Mesher, top of the key. Mesher to Holman, back to Mesher. Mesher stutter step, nearly walked. Gave it up 20 feet away to Holman. Down to 4:30 left in the game. Three team fouls each club, fourth quarter. 14-point game, Marion Local on top. Anna defending. Here's Holman at the elbow on the right. Straight away, Braden Mesher. Now gives it up to Cale Arnes. Mesher, 25 feet out. 4:14 left in the fourth. Anna trails Marion Local by 14. Here's Marion Local throwing into the lane. A second pass is a good one to the cutter, Niekamp. Layup good. Ryan Holman, Austin Niekamp. That pair went to work as Marion Local spread out the floor a little bit and eventually Anna flexed out of position, and Marion Local got the field goal to lead 52-36. 3:48 left here in the fourth quarter. Here is Winning, top of the circle, left side pass to Platfoot for Anna, who's in off the bench, had a good JV game. Shot was blocked, taken away by Braden Mesher, and then Platfoot reaches in and fouls at the timeline. Then he threw the ball against the wall and got a technical. I thought something kind of screwy happened right there. 3:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And Marion Local will have free throws aplenty here. That was the fifth foul on Anna in the period, and we got Tex coming up.
They're going to shoot four free throws and get the ball out.
52-36, Marion Local, 3:38 left to go here in the fourth. They serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in this region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, that's for sure. 53-36, Marion Local. 3:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls on Anna, three on the Flyers. Anna led with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter, 20-15. And since then, Marion Local has outscored Anna by 22 points. What a turnaround here since very late in that second period. Marion Local's Arn streaks down the near side of the floor, hands it off on the play to Grant Kramer. Foul committed by Anna. Anna over the limit. Two foul shots here for the Flyers, who are up 53-36. Niekamp, by the way, a moment ago, before that commercial break, made one of two,
one
I think.
One of two, and those were the technical fouls, because the fifth foul was the technical, so there was not someone that going to shoot that and also shoot the, because the fourth foul was the one that was called. So that's why we only had two free throws, if anybody understood what I was trying to say.
Gotcha. That made sense to me.
Okay.
The fifth foul was the tech. It wasn't the two shots because of foul number five. It was a two-shot tech situation.
Yep.
Seconds ago, Grant Kramer just made a pair of free throws for Marion Local. Anna comes down the floor, fires the ball inside to Brady Winning. And Winning from 4 feet away drops one in for Anna. 55-38 Flyers. 3:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Niekamp, 30 feet out for Marion Local. Gives it up on the play to Grant Kramer. Kramer threw it to a teammate, got it back. 2:54 left in the fourth. Anna down by 17, 55-38, dribble drive. Grant Kramer into the lane. He's sandwiched with two players. Took a fadeaway from 10, way off the mark. Rebound down to Anna. Up the floor, Holman to Shappy. Shappy 25 feet out, high left to Ferroz. Ferroz puts it on the deck, down the lane, high dribble, knocked away, stolen by Marion Local. With 2:26 to go, Flyers up 17. Baseline left, it's Cale Arns. Arns on a handoff to Kramer. Kramer on the bounce to Arns between the circles, near side pass to Ryan Holman. 2:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Local 55, Anna 38. Faking left, going right, Ryan Holman to Niekamp. And Marion Local very complacent to dribble away. Seconds off the clock, Anna not fouling. There's a grab by Evan Myers. 1:55 left in the fourth, 55-38 in favor of Marion Local. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began its business four decades ago, serving just one customer. Today, 200 such customers served by A&M Pallet, including 60 less than 75 miles away. these regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for our local schools. A&M Palette and Rushi pleased to promote pride in our communities, which here in West Central Ohio offer a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Palette and Rushi has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Palette, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi, as Marion Local connects on a couple free throws. And Anna's got the ball, half court to our left. Here is Lincoln Rice into the game, 6 foot 1 inch junior. Ryland Platfoot, head of the key, foul line. Tries to dump it down inside to A.J. Barhorst, broken up, taken away by Marion Local. 19-point lead Flyers, minute 20 to go in the fourth. Here's a three-pointer faked out of the corner of the floor by Marion Local. Then Isaac Moeller took it to about 15 feet away. His jumper failed off the iron. Rebound down to Anna. Here is Holman, baseline left for the Rockets. A lot of traffic. Defensive foul, Marion Local, with 61 ticks left to go in this game. Flyers up 57-38. Again, I repeat, it was 20-15 Anna very, very late in the second quarter. And since that point in time, 42 points have been racked up by Marion Local to 18 for Anna. Dribble drive in the right side of the lane. Shot arched up off the back of the rim by Rice. No good. Foul against Marion Local. A couple of free ones here for 6'1 junior Lincoln Rice of the Anna Rockets. Don't forget, we've got basketball scheduled for you from Fort Loramie on Thursday night, the day after New Year's Day. Arcanum girls at Fort Loramie. On the air about 6:40 or so. Arcanum at Fort Loramie girls action on Thursday night. We're right there on Friday night. Rushi boys come to town to take on the Redskins. We covered the game last year. Fort Loramie girls at Arcanum. Here is Marion Local. Little give and go. Right corner of the floor after missed free ones by Anna. Good teamwork by the Flyers, who make a late delivery down inside to Dylan Dirksen, who nets a field goal to stretch the lead to 59-38 Marion Local. 38 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Well, Anna played well for a half tonight, but Marion Local dominated the third and fourth quarters. Baseline left, Keith Holman for Anna. Dribble drive, overshoots. Again, the length of Marion Local altering shots for Anna on the inside. Right corner pass by Marion Local, caught down in there and driven to the rim and laid through. Nicely done by Brennan Hess, freshman for Marion Local, gets his second fielder. 61-38, Marion Local, final 3 seconds of this game. A.J. Barhorst, hook shot in the lane for Anna. Good, he beats the buzzer. And that's the final score, 61-40. Field goal by A.J. Barhorst of Anna counts. And Marion Local wins it by 21. The widest margin in games between these two teams in the last decade happened here tonight. Marion Local trailed by 5 points with a minute plus left in the first quarter, and then steamrolled the victory in the final 2 periods over Anna. 61-40, our final tally. We'll return after messages to wrap it up here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
61-40, Marion Local over Anna in boys varsity basketball here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna won the JV game. It was well played. Rockets victorious by 8. Marion Local advances now to 6-0 on the year. Next game for the Flyers on the road on Friday at Versailles. And then Marion Local plays at Plainsfield Goshen on Saturday night. Next Tuesday, Marion Local entertains Botkins. Anna drops to 4-4, even 500 on the year at St. Henry on Saturday. And then on Friday, January 10th, on the road at Jackson Center. Chuck, highlights from the scorebook.
Well, Anna had a rebounding advantage in the first half, but the second half, Marion Local took over 32-26, 11-9 on the offensive boards. Both teams handled the ball pretty well. Anna had 8 turnovers in the first half, only 3 in the second half. Marion Local turned it 4 times for the game. 13-17 from the free throw line by the Flyers, 10-15 from the Rockets. Individual scoring, Austin Niekamp led the Flyers with 17. They got 13 from Kramer. They got 13 from Homan. They got 10 from Mesher and 4 from Brennan Hess. And I'm going to go with Ryan Homan as my player of the game. Clancy's for the Flyers. On the other side, Wenning came off the bench. He had 15. Then they drop all the way down to Myers with 9. They got 5 from Ferroz, 5 from Chappie. 2 each from Homan and Edelman. They scored 40 for the game. And my player of the game for Anna is going to be Brady Wenning.
Yep, good bounce back night for Brady Wenning. Fine balance scoring for the Marion Local Flyers, who win it by 21, 61-40. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's on Wapak in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Hello again. Welcome back here to Anna. Anna Rockets lost the freshman game to Marion Local by one. Marion Local fell to Anna in the JV tilt. Rockets won it by eight. Varsity game goes to Marion Local, which performed splendidly in the second half. Flyers win it by 21, 61 to 40. Thanks to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It is in big demand. It will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. Always accepting job applications in person at 560 East Main is O'Reilly. 560 East Main in Rushi. Looking for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions? Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Very pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports here on Scores Broadcast. And if you're dreaming of owning a home in Ohio, count on F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account to make that dream closer than you think. Designed to help hard-working Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. How about that 7.5% interest rate? Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account at F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Our next broadcast Thursday night, Arcanum Girls at Fort Loramie, airtime at 6:40 p.m. from the Redskins Gym on Thursday. Rushi Boys at Fort Loramie on Friday night. For our online listeners, for Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying, hope you had a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you all, and hope you are all healthy and well. We're fighting through the bugs. Hopefully next time we talk to you, we'll be clear. Final score once again, Marion Local 61, Anna 40 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Farker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Farker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.